This is TVET Talks, the GoVT podcast featuring global voices in vocational education and training.
Connecting ideas, sharing experiences, inspiring change.
So, let's talk TVET.
Hello everyone, welcome to part 2 of our podcast with the Ghana TVET reporting team. In the last episode, I had the pleasure to talk to Abigail, Albert and Hannah from the Commission for TVET in Ghana about the 3 TVET reports they have compiled together over the last years. I hope you felt the enthusiasm and joy of my dear colleagues. If you have not yet listened to the previous episode, I strongly recommend you do. To better understand the policy perspective of TVET reporting in Ghana, I also spoke with Samuel Thompson, Director for Policy Planning, Projects, Research, Monitoring and Evaluation at the Commission for TVET. He has led the TVET reporting team over the last 6 years. Stay tuned to hear about his experience. So, Samuel Thompson, I'm here with you now. You are the responsible manager for the TVET report here at the Commission for TVET Ghana. Please introduce yourself briefly.
I'm Samuel Thompson. I'm the Director for Policy, Planning, Projects, Research, Monitoring and Evaluation at the Commission for TVET. And the Commission for TVET is the agency responsible for regulating TVET in Ghana across the formal, informal, non-formal, and the entire TVET spectrum. So it is my role to ensure that we deliver on our mandate. We regulate, we promote, and we administer TVET for transformation and innovation and for sustainable development. So as part of it, you are supposed to produce an annual skills report for the country, which of course will be used to advise the sector minister on the necessary actions and decisions to be made. And the other thing also is that it makes it easy to advise our authorities when indeed the advice we are providing is hinged on data. So the evidence is there to show that from this study or this survey we did here, we realized that there are this number of persons or this is the data available. So we need to take action here. In the survey, we identified that we have facilitators in some TVET institutions who have special needs. We have special needs facilitators in the system. And our findings indicate that they require more attention, more assistance, and more support. This is something that when you want to advise government or put in any initiatives for them, you need the evidence to show that indeed these are the numbers we have that are challenged or have special needs, because the people look up to them, and of course they need their support. Then it's easier to move it forward. Mm-hmm. So I think that the TVET report is actually a very good thing. If not for the legislative requirement alone, it was something that we should have been doing. And I think that this is a good thing. In fact, it's one of the things that I feel excited about with the collaboration with our German colleagues, because in the collaboration, we get to realize that they were running the TVET reporting system over a very long period. So we started by looking at how they go about it, the data sets they use. And of course, you know, learning is always good. So we picked some ideas, and we also have a regular technical assistant with us. So, and I think that the TVET report has come to stay. We are not stopping anytime soon.
And I've spoken also to the colleagues, some of the colleagues who work on the TVET reporting team. How did you form this team for the TVET reporting? Because we heard that they come from very different departments. What made you compile a team of such diverse backgrounds?
The driving factor is the interest and the commitment. You know, for a project that is not hinged on instant rewards. So if you are looking at instant monetary rewards, then of course it will not be the right fit to be part of the team. But when you are motivated to deliver and make sure that you are gathering the adequate data sets, then that is the first thing to look at. The other thing also is that we've been strategic to look at some of the departments that will require regular information from, so then since they are in those departments and they are always working with the data that comes across their departments, it's easy for them to deliver when we request for those information. So
Well, and looking ahead into the future, what is your vision for the future TVET reports?
The traction has been good. We get a lot of people requesting for the data for further working. But I know some consultants who pick our report and then look at it to seek for other jobs to do. So it's a way of adding to learning and opening up avenues for people to also do further research into further areas. My vision is that it becomes the main reference point for all decision making as far as skills development and skills acquisition as your position is concerned. So then the thinking is that even if we are not able to put all the data in one place, we will be able to direct that we can get its information here or here. Of course, we don't want to make the documents very bulky and put everything in one place, but I think that all the key information that will be required would have it in the next data. But focus more on the informal sector, because there's been a bit of changes in the space, looking at some opportunities that the current government have provided. If you look at the operators in the private sector, for instance, the private TVET institutions, most of them are changing their business models because of the free TVET. Because TVET is now free in Ghana, a lot of people will not pay to go to a private institution to get it. And more so, even some of the apprentices, those who otherwise would have gone to apprenticeship, would now want to be part of the free TVET system. So there's been a lot of changes. We need to look at the dynamics in there and see the trends and the changes in there so that we'll be able to advise government appropriately on the best approach in dealing with the informal sector as far as skills acquisition is concerned. We've done some work. We are doing the recognition of prior learning, which of course is helping people move from the informal sector to the formal sector by getting their skills recognized, using the certification, and then linking them to the other business and companies. So those are things we are doing already, but my focus mainly is to look at the gap between school completion and then the workplace. So the space between transitioning to jobs.
Mm-hmm.
How we ensure that people easily transition to jobs, the number, the man hours, the days they spend before getting jobs, and all that information. It's my desire that through the data we gather, we'll be able to provide government with some advice and solutions to ensure that the waiting period in transitioning to jobs is limited as much as possible. So then our youth and then our young ones will be happy going forward.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much, Samuel.
Thank you.
What becomes very clear through all these conversations is that TVET reporting is about much more than statistics. It is about creating transparency. It is about understanding systems better. And ultimately, it is about improving opportunities for learners through evidence-based policymaking. So if this episode sparked your interest, I highly recommend taking a look at the third Ghana TVET report, available on the website of the Commission for TVET and linked through the GoVT website. You can find the link in the show notes. You can also find many articles about the cooperation activities mentioned in this episode on the GoVT website. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of TVET Talks. Until next time, and stay curious about TVET.
You've been listening to TVET Talks from GoVET, the German Office for International Cooperation in Vocational Education and Training.
More information on us and our services you'll find in our show notes and at our website, www.govet.international.
Until next time.
And let's keep talking TVET.